This is Twit.
Well, folks, you remember Chip and Pin and all the hassle retailers and you had to go through to transition to it. Well, we were promised that because of all this disruption and the pain in the neck, we were also going to get some advantages from it. And that was to reduce fraud and better our security of our credit and our identity. Well, a security firm, Gemini Adversary, recently posted a report saying that credit card fraud is actually on the rise in the U.S. this year. Now, even though chip cards create a unique code for each transaction and sometimes require customers to enter a PIN to prove their identity, it was found that this doesn't make stealing info from the chip-based cards impossible. Now, Gemini Adversary now says that 60 million credit and debit card numbers were stolen in the U.S. in the past 12 months, and most of those were chip-based cards. Now, how do they find this information? Well, they trolled the dark web sites where stolen credit cards were sold. Now, 45.5 million or 75% of the numbers posted were from POS systems, point of sale systems, in a brick and mortar stores, and only 25% of them were actually from online retailers. Now, why are EMV cards being stolen when we were promised that that wouldn't happen? Well, Gemini reports that they feel it's because of retailer compliance. Now, most merchants really haven't chosen to upgrade and are still using the old magnetic strip process. And also, they're not forcing a PIN is also another user. Retailers don't really even require you to sign anymore. Now, what's going on here? Well, it's reported that the firm, from the merchant's perspective, the cost of fraud might be less of the cost of figuring out what needs to be done after they buy a chip and card reader. All right, guys, I want to bring you guys in because I think this is kind of almost a case of a bait and switch here, because I think we were made to believe that there's this convenience thing coming along, this new tech to save our butts. And what happened? What do you think, Cheaper?
I've been saying it until I'm blue in the face. We really need to go chip and PIN, not chip and sign. And I'm just a little bit afraid. I don't know if you've noticed, but some retailers like Costco, the floor limit that doesn't require a signature is almost $400. You know, that's a lot of potential fraud. So my personal opinion is, yeah, I'm sorry. We really need to go chip and PIN. And we really need to go and say, hey, if you're still using swipe, your credit card device is no longer going to work. We've got to do this. There's got to be something to force people to use something more secure. Because I don't know about you, I'm getting really sick and tired of having to change credit cards what sounds like almost once a year because of all this fraud. And with this Marriott thing, I know I'm going to have to change a whole bunch of my American Express cards that I use for travel. This is a drag and it needs to stop right now.
Yeah, I think the really odd part here is it's almost making it less secure, because a lot of retailers, they don't require that PIN. And then they'll just say, oh, you don't even need to sign. So you just put the card in there and you run away. And that's really it, especially on those self-checkout lines. You just go up there, put the card in, and walk away. Even when I go to lunch at some of the restaurants around here, you stick that card in there and just walk away. So I think it's almost like false security in some ways. I know that the whole idea here is you are getting a unique ID, and you know that you actually have to physically have that card with the chip in it. But that doesn't prevent somebody from stealing it and still doing it. What do you think, Kurt? Were we bait switched here? Like, do we feel like we have a false sense of security?
Well, do we feel like we have a false sense of security? Only slightly. I mean, let's be really honest. The percentage of fraud is still pretty large. As to why we didn't go to chip and PIN, well, the answer is simple. It's because Americans are stupid. That's according to the card associations and the merchants. We just couldn't put another PIN into our tired, poor, overworked little brains. And as to why the merchants are willing to go without the signature, here's the next dirty little secret. The reason that they are able to do that is because they don't bear responsibility for the transaction. When it comes to a card-present transaction, and that's critical because there are card-present and card-not-present, or CNP, charges, with a card present charge, once they get authorization back from a credit card clearinghouse, the merchant has no liability for something that goes wrong. The liability in a card present transaction lies with the issuing association, which means that the association, Visa or MasterCard, is responsible, not the individual banks, not the individual merchant, not the customer. It's that association. And that distancing from liability is part of what makes the merchant feel comfortable lowering the transactional friction and allowing someone just to insert their chip-based card and go. Things are a little bit different with American Express and Discover. Those are single entities, but the principle is the same. When it comes to a card present charge, the merchant isn't on the hook for them once they have approval. What's it going to take to improve things? Well, there are groups working on this. I went to a conference here in Orlando earlier this year. But a lot of it boils down, frankly, to things like behavioral biometrics. In other words, is the charge that you're making something that is within your pattern of charging, or is it way outside your normal pattern, either because of where it's happening or because of what's going on? If it is, then they're liable to require more interrogation of the customer, meaning more steps, before they approve the charge. Things like when they do require a signature, watching how the signature happens. This is behind the scenes. It doesn't really raise the friction, but it is a form of biometrics that's being increasingly used by retail and the rest of industry as it does its best to put a limit on just how much fraud is taking place.